You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. This week, Vox released an investigation into Launch House, a professional social club for tech founders, which, among other activities, hosts members at a luxury property in Beverly Hills. But Vox reports that Launch House was, at times, more like a frat house, with members alleging excessive partying and sexual assault. Launch House disputes some of these allegations. Vox senior correspondent Rebecca Jennings reported the story.
Every month, a different group of about 20, 25 tech founders would come and live and work in this Beverly Hills mansion together, and they would network like every night. They would have, you know, investors come to the house and speak to the cohort members. So I think Launch House really nailed this idea that, you know, these young tech founders are really working in this extremely individualist industry and are desperate for community. And the idea of bringing together, you know, a couple dozen first-time founders is a really powerful one. And I think it's very appealing to people that are in that space.
What did you learn about Launch House and its culture from your investigation?
What I really found was that there were like systemic failures, mainly with women in the house, because so many of these cohorts would include, you know, 20 men and 3 women living in the house. And with very little supervision, very little security, there would be parties. Their Launch House is very clear that they don't really party anymore. But, you know, last year, there were just like really, really horrid accusations being made about things that happened in the house and just their utter failure to deal with those in any real way.
You know, the role of VCs here is really interesting. You write that Launch House is part of this trend of tech projects that marry the concept of community with this promise of enormous profit. How have VCs played a role in these types of ventures overall?
I mean, I think VCs are absolutely critical to these kind of projects, because when you're talking about giving millions of dollars to a bunch of dudes, community is a thing that you can say that you're helping to build while also not necessarily like following through on what I think you and I would maybe consider a good community to be part of. So community is one of those real big buzzwords in tech right now and has been for the last few years. And it feels very bandwagon-y for people with, you know, millions of dollars to invest in these kind of companies to just say like, well, actually we're building community rather than just giving, you know, millions of dollars to the same kinds of men that investors have always given to people in Silicon Valley.
That's Vox's Rebecca Jennings. In response to her story, Launch House CEO Brett Goldstein said the company has changed since the alleged incidents and that he's prioritizing the, quote, psychological and physical safety of every Launch House member. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Becca Weinman is our engineer. Amanda Peacher is the interim senior producer. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.